Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast. Great to have our first guest for this year on camera. This is TV/radio, Jeff Tuvey, the coach of the Manly Seagulls, and we've gone local, mate. Great to see you.
It's good to be here. If I knew I was going to be on the TV, I would have put some makeup on. But anyway, we're here.
I know you thought TK and Slats, you had a look at their heads and thought they couldn't possibly have them on TV.
Well, we'll make it a trifecta, right?
Fair enough, too, mate. Geez, it's hosing down out there.
Yeah, it is a bit wet. We've got training in about half an hour, so the boys will enjoy that running around in the mud. It's been a pretty good off-season, though, weather-wise, and I think they'll enjoy a bit of rain.
Not too many changes. Obviously, there's a few personal changes, but the squad feels similar to last year.
Yeah, it does. There's been some big names that have left the club or been have signed elsewhere. Mm. Anthony Watmell, the latest, I suppose, would be a sorely lost local junior. And also Glenn Stewart, Jason King retired. Mm. So there's a few heavy hitters there that have moved on or retired.
In a way, no fault of his own, it felt like you didn't have Glenn last year anyway. lost him a season too early.
Yeah, it was a tough year for him in regards to injury. And he had a foot injury, and we knew what the problem was. And the doctor said to get him back, we'll have to do a certain treatment. Mm. And unfortunately, it didn't work, so he had to have the full operation. I think you'll see the best of him this year.
Twos, it's the nature of the NRL, isn't it? So hard to keep all your good players. Yeah. And look, the back line in Manly is one that any club would like. But when you lose a player, how hard is it to replace them? You've got Lukey Burgess, you've got Willie Mason in there, so they're new signings.
Yeah, there are a couple of blokes, Willie particularly with some experience, also Fleety Mateo, who's a great off-season buy. I think he'll be fantastic. He's a fantastic player. We've just got to try and get the best out of him, and if we do that, I think we'll be very successful this year.
No doubt in his skill. I did see some vision of him. I'm not too sure whether I was watching a fat TV and I might have been on it, but has he put on a bit of bulk for me?
I don't know. I don't think so. He's
in good shape then.
Look, I think he's a bit like the Jamie Lyon style of player. Right. His body's not looking that great, but geez, he can play.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not putting a bad word on Killer, but he hasn't got the greatest looking body in the world, but he's probably up there, you know, in my opinion, probably in the top 10 players that Manly club's seen for a while.
Well, he'll give you that creativity in the forwards, and he'll give you that unpredictability and that creative play and the sneaky offload, obviously.
Yeah, he will. He's a very very good attacking player. But in saying that, I said we'll big holes left by Glenn Stewart and Anthony Watmell. So, look, he'll go partly away to fulfil that, those positions. But, again, it's disappointing. It'll be a big hole for those two people.
Hang on a sec. I've got a technical issue. Jono, can you hear me? Is that working? It's just the headphones not working. Sorry, Toofs. There was a bit of tea spilt down this last Friday. It wasn't me. Jimmy Smith's the culprit. Auckland Nines, do you focus on it, or it's just an event now that happens?
Look, we don't. We'd love to win it, and I think you need to go in with that attitude. When you get to this level, first grade level, obviously players want to win no matter what. Mm. So we'll be going there with a really positive attitude. We've got a fairly good team, a mixture of experience and youth. So, look, we're a good chance.
Yeah. Quite obviously, the prize money from the Auckland Nines, it'd be nice for a club like yourself, Manly.
It would be nice. It's not a driving factor, though, that's for sure. I think you saw last year, the more worrying thing is, I suppose, is the injury toll that came out of it last year, which I think there was a couple of players that was the end of their careers. End of their season. So that's more of a worry, particularly when we're taking over the two halves.
Yeah.
So we'll be pretty positive around there. But if we go in half-hearted, that's when you do get hurt.
Yeah, look, it was a tremendous success. Obviously, the fans loved it. I know the coaches don't like the Auckland Nines at all because of that possibility of injury. But, yeah, it's a big decision to take your halves. Well, most clubs, I think you've got to take, one of your top five and at least, five of your top 13 if possible.
Yeah, 12 of your top 25.
12 of your top 25. But to take both Evans and Foran, geez, you're rolling the dice there.
Yeah, but they're both particularly keen to go.
Okay.
Kieran, obviously, with his heritage there. And,
sure.
Chez, he just likes to play footy. So, look, as long as they go in that attitude, they want to be there, they want to win, I think that'll be positive for both of them.
mate, all the warm-up games that you have before the season, you say that you've, if you're committed to it, you're probably less chance of injuries, but it's a tough game, isn't it? You sort of commit to a practice match and you just don't want to hurt your season.
Yeah, well, again, like they say, it's a necessary evil. Mm. In saying that, I think we actually won a trial match last year, which we've never done in the past. So it's a bit of an omen. We've been really successful, and we've lost both our trials. So if that's any indication, we probably don't want to win our trials this year.
And I can't get much support because, I've never lost a game as a National Rugby League coach too, so I've certainly got that perfect record at the moment.
Yes, you have. Trials.
Why do we play trials? How more badly off would you be, right, going into round one if you didn't have a couple of trials?
Well, it's an interesting debate. I think the players are playing too much football. That's only my
Correct.
Personal opinion.
I think everyone agrees with that.
And we're trying to jam more games in there. We're trying, you've got the All-Stars game, we've got the Nines. We've got, how much can you get out of the players without ruining the game? In saying that, like us this year, we've got several key players that have retired or moved on, and we've had to replace them, so you need to get some sort of continuity there somewhere.
Yeah.
So, again, we need them, but, again, how much football can you fit into a season?
Yeah. Plus, your Stars have had the back end of that Four Nations as well, going head-to-head too, by the way. Have you had to freshen them up? Have you told them to get away and at least have the, I imagine they've at least had 4 weeks. I mean, how big a break have you been able to give them?
Yeah, that's true. Under the new CBA with the players, you need to give them that time off anyway. But it is a management thing, more or less. Sometimes you've got to push, particularly the young ones out too hard, you've got to push them away from coming to training. They're chomping at the bit. They've had 3 or 4 weeks off. They want to get in there. So it's a matter of pulling them back, reading how they're going and varying their training depending on how they're feeling.
To Stevie Maddow, mate, will he be there this season?
Yes.
Given he's apparently asking for a release?
No, well, that was a rehash for a story
okay.
A couple of months ago, with the issues that went on last year. But, Stevie's come and spoke to me. He's a bit dirty about what was put out there, and he's definitely here this year.
He's committed,
And we're hoping that he'll be beyond that. But, again, that's something that needs to be worked out between the club and his management.
Yeah. Okay, so he's a certain starter.
Definitely, yes.
And I know you're sick of this, mate, but obviously our listeners want it. We may as well go to the halves. They're sensational halves. You're lucky to have them, Kieran Foran and Daly Cherry Evans. The fact is you want to keep them. I know you want to keep things in-house, but can you give us a little bit of an update or give our listeners an update?
No, look, as I said, I don't speak about individual contracts unless it's good news. No, when things are done and dusted. So, look, they're working hard. The club's working hard to retain both those players through their management. We're quietly confident of doing that. There's no better place, I believe, anyway, to ply your trade than on the Northern Butchers. And there's a lot more, I suppose, to life than work and football. And I think we provide that good balance here at Manly.
Well, Slats and I talk about this often, about, how much money would you forego to be in that winning culture in a winning club, don't we, Slats? Mm. There's got to be a monetary value on that, surely, can't there?
Well, it depends on your personal goals, I suppose. It's up to the individual, but all I can say is that we have got that culture at Manly, and it's a great place to be around when you're not at work or at training or at playing football. And I think the community envelops those players that are in the community. And it's a good place to be happy away from football.
And so much talk about Brookvale Oval, mate. I know it's the ground that makes every opposition hard to sort of enter. It'd be nice to see some development, and this has been going on for years as well. So hopefully Joe Kelly coming in as CEO, things can sort of get down that path.
Yeah, he's working very hard at that with the majority owners now, the Penn family. It's a great community asset down there at Brookvale. Obviously, there's some funding issues around certain projects in New South Wales and Australia at the moment with the financial situation, but they're working hard on some scenarios that possibly get Brookvale Oval upgraded and be a world-class facility.
TK Slats on the Big Sports Breakfast along with our special guest in studio. Terrific to have him in Manly coaching Jeff Tooby. You can take a couple of calls, 13 53 53. If you call now, you get through and be able to ask Tooves any questions regarding your club. Hello, Robbo.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, thanks.
Happy New Year, Jeff.
Oh, thanks very much. I hope you're not going to ask too many tricky questions.
One thing with Filetti Mateo, you've got that hole to fill on the right side where Glenn Stewart played. I mean, you're not giving away a match plan, and everybody will see it after one game. Are you going to plonk him in there to work on a combo with Killer?
Well, look, that's a good question. I'm not... The coaches, including myself, aren't too sure at the moment. He's such a talented player. He may find himself at some stage in the middle of the field as well, not just stuck on one edge.
Mm.
I think he may be a bit wasted just stuck out there. We have to make sure that he's, physically he's up to that capability. We've got like a player like an Anthony Watmell, who's really an 80-minute player, and Glenn Stewart, an 80-minute player as well. Whether he's at that level at the moment, we don't think so at this stage, but he may be later on, and he may find himself on one of those edges permanently. But I think you'll see him floating around the field as well, because he's such a valuable player in attack. So he could be popping up anywhere,
which is danger for the opposition. So good on you, Robbo. We do thank you for your call. 13 53 53. Mm-hmm. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate.
I just want to ask too, what's the plan with Clinton Gugerson and Tom Trebrokey for this year? They sort of going to play a few games of first, or are they going to sort of mainly be New South Wales Cup, because they've both got a lot of raps on them from everyone?
Yeah, they're both very talented. I think you'll see that we're taking him away to the nines. He's only just turned 18 though, so he's going to be a good talent for us down the track. Don't want to rush those types of players too early for fear of burnout and whatnot.
Would be the long term plan for one of them to be replacing Snake at the back, or just see, is it sort of play it by ear?
Well, I think so, but you'll find that I think most of those styles of players come through there are other positions rather than throwing them straight into the fullback. I think you'll see Tom somewhere in that back line. Clinton Gustin, he's a great talent, and I think you'll find he'll be popping up all through the back line this year as well. Again, it's pretty hard to push established players out, particularly internationals that we've got there at the moment. But, look, you'll see him popping up somewhere sometime this year.
Good on you, Jason. Thanks. Okay. Tooves. Jamie Lyon, mate, how well is he going?
Yeah, he's good. He's aging better and better every year. He's missing a couple more days during the preseason, but I think that's been orchestrated by him. Jamie's a great talent. Everyone knows that in rugby league. And he's looking like he's going to have a great year again this year. I think we'll be right up there in final times. But you need those type of players like Jamie Lyons to win those big matches. Yeah. And he's definitely an important part of our team.
He's brilliant. G'day, Rick.
Hey, fellas, how are we?
Good, thank you.
Long-time member, Jeff. Love the club. Just a question. With all the really good off-season purchases, and I'm one that thinks we've done a really good job of recruiting, could you run through what you think your run on 13 will be in round one?
Oh, geez, you're putting the heat on me. I think the back line will stay fairly consistent. Mm. Obviously, there'll be some changes in the forwards with Jason King retiring and Anthony Watmell and Glenn Stewart departing. It's still uncertain what we do, but there's been some blokes putting their hands up at training. Michael Cheekham is one particular guy who's had a lot of injuries over the last couple of years. He was a very a bright talent coming through the 20s, and I think you may see his head pop up sometime this year. If he does a good job, you'll see him probably playing in the middle there somewhere.
All right. Good on you, Rick. Pretty non-committal there, I've got to say, too. So,
correct.
Quite clearly, Luke Purgis, late pickup. At the back end, well, at the beginning of last season, we're probably having the same sort of conversation. You look like you're a little bit light on in forwards. You've got Willie Mason there. You've got Luke Purgis there. Filetti Mateo comes in, but you've sort of – it's more just replacing blokes you're losing, isn't it? The depth of the forwards come round 20 – or even around 16 it might be. you just got to keep your fingers crossed, I guess, about the health and well-being of your forwards to try and – are you slim there?
I think most clubs, apart from a couple, are – light on in name players, and I think that's just the nature of the beast these days. That's why it's very important to have a good prehab-rehab sort of team at your club to make sure that those players, if they are missing matches, they're only missing one or two. I think, again, which we saw last year, the teams that can get their best side on the park at the end of the season, so as long as you get there at the end in that semi-final period, if you can get your best team on the park, and really... at the end of the day, a lot of that is luck as well. So touch wood, we'll have a bit of luck. Yes.
Question here, Tubes, from one of our listeners. Who do you most fear this season?
Look, I don't think we fear anyone, but there are quality sides right across the park. It used to be, again, I hate harping back to when I played. It was only a couple of years ago. but there was always teams that you knew you're probably going to beat.
Yeah.
I think with the salary cap and the evening out of the competition, I think now if you turn up with that attitude to any game, doesn't matter who you're playing, then you get your pants pulled down and you don't want that to happen. But again, still the same situation. Top teams that have finished in the top four, top eight are always going to be challenged by those teams that were perceived to be lower than them.
All right, mate, it's been terrific. Thanks very much in the rain to make the effort of coming into the studio. We do thank you very much.
The boys outside this morning, blogging them outside.
Of course, they love that stuff.
Yeah, beautiful. They will.
Good to hear.
Good luck at the Auckland Nines. Hopefully, it's just a fingers crossed for the coaches, isn't it? Get through with your team intact.
Look, I'm saying that it's a great experience. Last year, the first year was fantastic. The atmosphere is unbelievable. So if you think about buying some tickets going across, I'd encourage it.
Good on you, too. It's great to see you. Good luck for the season.
Cheers.